So when he heard this testimony, he said, I'm going to go see this Jesus myself. But he went over there at night. Maybe it was undercover. We don't know why. But he asked Jesus a question. And Jesus said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Well, the first thing Nicodemus thought, well, look, I'm an old man. Surely I can't enter back into my mother's womb and be born again. And Jesus says, oh my, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I say unto you, ye must be born again. Now listen to this, friends, and this makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. Now you, if you go out on a clear day, and believe me, lately here in Colorado, we've been having lots of wind, lots of rain. You cannot see that wind. You can see the evidence. You can see the trees going back and forth, or the grass, or the limbs on the tree, but you can't see it. So it is with the Spirit of God. God is a spirit. You can't see him, but you can see the evidence of a changed life. Now, I see here, I'm going back to me now. Here I was, an alcoholic for many years. My wife got me to go to psychiatrist. She got me to go to brain specialists and everybody. And I went to 6 different preachers. But no one seems to understand what I'm going through. So, consequently, they never told me anything. Well, the night I came home in a drunken condition, my wife informed me that she was leaving me because she'd put up my lying and my spending all the money on booze instead of rent and instead of feeding our family. So I kidnapped my boy and I went to this wino's house, got him out of bed, told him my wife was leaving me, and he told me I was better off to be single. There's all kinds of fish out in that ocean. Well, the thing was, I heard a voice. It was so real, beloved. And that voice said, there's no hope, Cecil. Take your truck, drive it off the cliff. We lived on the ocean, and there was 100, 200-foot cliffs. Just drive your truck over the cliff, and you'll be home free. Now, I knew very little, but I knew enough about the Bible to know that God don't tell people to commit suicide. Now, tonight, if you're an alcoholic or a drug addict or a depressed person, suicide might have entered into your mind. Now, God didn't put that there, beloved. The devil put that there. And he's trying to get you out of this world so he can take you to hell to be with him forever, where there should be weeping and gnashing of teeth. He doesn't want you to go to heaven. If the minute you get saved, he loses you. Oh, he can harass you after you're saved, but he can't have your soul. And he can't take your life. That's in God's hands. Well, anyway, when Nicodemus decided that Jesus was right, he trusted him. He accepted him. Now, you say, well, Cecil, I don't know. I'm not very smart, but I don't really feel that I'm such a bad person. Hey, friends, it's got nothing to do with you being a bad person. It's got to do with you being lost, unsaved. That's what it's all about. I told my dear cousin, oh, how many times I've write to her, and I talked to her on the phone, I'd send her broadcast tapes. And I told her, I said, ma'am, it isn't that you're a bad person, but I said, you haven't accepted Christ. He that cometh unto me, Jesus said, I will in no wise cast out. So that if you think in the night, well, you're so bad that the Lord won't hear you, well, you're wrong, because he will. But that prayer has to be, Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner, like the publican said. The little fella, that little sinner, he was so under conviction. Now, the old publican got up there and was telling God what a great man he was. He said, I give tithes of all I have. He just went on and on and on. But no time in his talk or prayer did he ever tell God he loved him or he needed him. But the little sinner, he was so under conviction that he smote his breast and he said, oh God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Oh, my stars, can you imagine? Now, Jesus said he went away justified because he realized that he was a sinner and there was nothing he could do to save himself. A lot of people believe that if they're living a good life, and it's plausible and it's feasible if you think about it. Sure, you live a good life, you pay your bills, you do this, you do that, you go to church, you pray, you read your Bible. Surely you should be able to go to heaven. Not so, beloved. Not so. Cornelius. Now, the Bible says he prayed always, and he gave to the poor. He was very generous. He was religious, but he was lost. And so, in a vision, Jesus called Peter to come down, and he told Cornelius to call for Peter to come down and talk to him about his condition. Peter went down there, and what did he do? He preached unto him Jesus. He didn't talk about the weather. He didn't talk about the football game or the basketball scores or the president or the condition our country was in. He preached unto him Jesus. Beloved, there's no other name given under heaven whereby man must be saved. Jesus. You know, this is a problem I have with Alcohol Anonymous. They talk about a higher power, and I'm not putting them down. There's a lot of good people in AA, but some of them don't go far enough, and they'll say we have a higher power, but they don't name it. We have a higher power, but we name him. His name is Jesus. And friends, you're not going to circumvent Jesus to get to the Father, to get to heaven. It won't happen. If you try to circumvent Jesus, you'll burn in a devil's hell, where there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth forever and ever. Now, you remember the three on the cross when Jesus was crucified. There was two thieves there crucifying with him. And one of them said, if you're the Son of God, why don't you come down off that cross? Save yourself. You've saved others. And the other one said, man, listen, this man has done no wrong. And he said, Lord, remember me when thou comest into the kingdom. And Jesus said, from this day forth, thou shalt be with me in paradise. Oh, beloved, listen, don't you want to be with Jesus in paradise? Now, here's a question I'm going to ask you. If you were to die today, where would you spend eternity? Well, you say, I don't know. Well, if you don't know, my Bible says in John 5:13, this is written that you may know that you pass from death unto life. Not I hope I'm going to heaven. Well, I plan on it someday. He said, you shall know this very hour, the hour that you repent, the hour that you receive Christ, you'll be born again. Look at Zacchaeus in that tree. He got saved somewhere, but time and time he left that limb until he hit the ground. Because Jesus said, come on, Zacchaeus, I want you to come to your house. He was a terrible, terrible, crooked tax collector, hated by all the Jews. And how do I know that Zacchaeus got saved? Because he told Jesus, I'll give back everything that I stole. Oh, friends, listen. Now, here's another man. And Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went into the high priest and desired letters of him to Damascus, to the synagogues, and he found that if he found any in the way, whether they were men or women, they might bring them bound in Jerusalem. And then you know what happened? All of a sudden, the Bible said, there shined round about him a light from heaven, and he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying to him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, arise and go unto the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. Oh, my friends, his late name later was changed to Paul, the great apostle. I don't know how many scriptures or how many epistles he wrote in this book. I do know, but I forget. Anyway, my stars in the morning, when Saul hit the ground, he hit the ground running. He sold out to Jesus. Christian brothers and sisters, are you sold out? Or are you just going to church and acting like you're a Christian? Do you really know him? Have you been born again? Have you experienced the forgiveness that God, only Jesus Christ, can give you? If not, you're in a lot of trouble. Listen to me. Listen to me, friend. Tonight might be the very last night you will ever, ever be drawn by the Holy Spirit. And if you've sinned away your day of grace, you will never be saved. I'm not trying to scare you. I'm trying to put you so you can understand it. God loves you. Jesus died for you. He says, come unto me, all you here labor and heavy laden, I'll give you peace. I'll give you rest. Well, let me ask you, would you like to trust Jesus tonight? You say, well, Cecil, I would. Sure, I would like to trust Jesus. Well, here's what you need to do. First of all, are you sorry for your sins? Are you sorry that you're a sinner? Do you want Jesus to come into your heart and life? Won't you bow your head to me right now and pray this most powerful prayer ever prayed by man? And here's how it goes. Dear Lord, I confess that I'm a sinner. Lord Jesus, please forgive me. Come into my heart, and I'm receiving you as my personal Lord and Savior in Jesus' name. Amen. You prayed that prayer. Get on the phone and call 303-471-8534. And I'll not use your name on the air. I won't embarrass you. I won't sit right to ask for any money. Don't care where you go to church. I'm only scared. Care where you spend eternity. Won't you call right now, 303-471-8534. If you don't understand what I'm talking about, call me. If you can't afford to call me collect. I'll pay for it. I am concerned where you spend eternity. 303-471-8534. I'm waiting for your call. Thank you. Well, friends, for the past half hour, your host has been Evangelist Cecil Moe. Thank you for listening. Please pray for my operation that God will pull me through it okay, and I'll be able to get back on the air and get back there and winning souls and telling the story of salvation. Oh, that's a joy. I don't know why God would let me preach, why he even called me, but I'm sure glad he did. Well, friend, until this time next Sunday night, I want you to be good to your neighbor. Stay sweet. Keep looking up for this wonderful, wonderful Jesus is coming soon. Good night, and may God bless you real, real good.